मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददति स्वापदन्दिगं अरदनश्च नन्दन दैवदम्य च पुनः पुनः श्रीमद्रूपपदाम्बुजो धुलिस्यां जन्म जन्मनि। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद सियाद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। So today is the 13th day of the bright half of the month of Magh. And this is the holy appearance day of none other than Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And first of all, we'd like to thank Mukunda Datta Prabhu for giving such a wonderful description of the mercy, unlimited, ananta, karuna, compassion of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Is even those persons that we know from the Jagai Madai Lila, even those persons that Lord Chaitanya doesn't forgive, Lord Nityananda forgives them. So his karuna, ananta karuna, adbhuta. It's adbhut. Adbhut means wonderful, something to wonder about. So this is that holy appearance day of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has written a very beautiful Mangalacharan describing the glories of both Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Because he's very careful in his Chaitanya Bhagavat and other literature to remind us that we cannot accept one and reject the other. We know that Krishna's Kaviraj, that's how he came to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. His brother did not accept the glories of Lord Nityananda, so he left home, came here. But the other most authorized Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with wonderful philosophy, very, very sweetly described. And because it contains the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore Prabhupada, he translated that. Though he also desired the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat is more lila and more flowery language. So the first verse, the Mangalacharan, first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat is very, very wonderful verse. Ajana lambita bhujo kanaka vadato sankirtanaika pitaro kamalaya taksho visvambaro dvijavaro jugadharma palo Bande jagatta priya karo karuna avataro. So in this verse, Vrindavan Das Thakur is talking about two personalities. Because in Sanskrit, we not only have singular and plural, just like every language of the world has got singular and plural, but I've never seen any other language except for Sanskrit that has dual. When you talk about two things, there's a special ending. Just like English, to make plural, then we just put an S. I have a sheet of paper. I have two sheets of paper. But in Sanskrit, you can talk about two. When you talk about two things, there's a special ending. Especially if that word ends in A, then it becomes O. So he said, Ajana lambita bhujo. Janu means his knee. Ajanu, up to the knee. Ajana lambita bhujo. Lamba means long. This is considered to be very, very auspicious symptom when the limbs stretch up to the knee or beyond the knee. Ajana Lambita Bujo, two limbs. But from the context of the rest of the verse, we can understand he's talking about both personalities. Both of them have very long arms. Ajana Lambita Bujo. Kanaka Vadato. Kanaka means gold. They both have golden luster. Because he's a Kanaka Vadato. He's not talking about one person, he's talking about both people have golden luster. Ajana Lambita Bujo, Kanaka Vadato. Sankirtanai Kapitaro. He says Pitaro, he didn't say Pita. Pitaro, they're the fathers of this Sankirtan movement. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they're the fathers together. Just like there's that one nice song that sometimes we sing, Eksikadiya Sabnadiya Firchinichi Gornitai. Eksikadiya Sabnadiya Firchinichi Gornitai. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Sobai. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Sobai. Both of them, Firchinichi, they were walking around, Nadia. And telling everyone, chant Hare Krishna, chant Radha Krishna, chant Hari Bol. So they're the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtanayaka Pitaro. Kamalaya Taksho. Aksha means eyes. They have eyes just like lotus petals. Kamalaya Taksho. Visvambaro. Visvambar means who's maintaining the universe. So we know Lord Vishnu is always called the maintainer. But we also know Lord Nityananda, that is very nicely described in that fifth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the position of Lord Nityananda. He's at Balaram, and Balaram in his form as Ananta Shesh, he's sustaining. Vishvambaram also means sustain. The both of them, Vishvambaro, they're both sustainers of this universe, maintainers of this universe. Lord Nityananda is none other than Balaram. Visvambaro, Dvijabaro. Not Dvijabara, Dvijabaro. Both of them are the best of the Brahmins. Dvija. Just let me know the word Janmashtami. So Jam refers to Janam. And Dvi means two. One birth we take from mother and father, but that bird, bee, ant, worm, snake, everybody has that birth from mother and father. But when we take spiritual birth from the spiritual master, that is the important birth. Dvija. Dvija Baro, they're the best of the twice born. Because we know Lord Chaitanya's father, his name was? Jagannath Mishra. Mishra means Brahman. And Lord Nityananda's father, we're going to hear in a minute, everybody knows. What was his name? Harai Pandit. So they're the best of the Brahmins, Vijayavaro. Yugadharma palo. This word palna means to maintain, to protect, to nourish, to maintain. So these two, palo, he doesn't say pal, he says palo. These two brothers, before they were gopals. Gopalo. They were both herding cows, taking care of cows, nourishing cows, maintaining cows. They were gopals. But in this Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma Palo, they've come as the protectors, maintainers, nourishers, sustainers of this Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan. Before they were gopals, now they became Yuga Dharma Pals. Bande Jagatta Priyakaro. They're the well-wishers of everyone in this universe. Just like we know, Srila Prabhupada, he signed all of his letters. What? Your ever well-wisher. Priyakaro. Two, both of them are the well-wishers of this universe. Jagatta Priyakaro. Just as Mukunda Dutta explained, you don't even have to have any qualification whatsoever. They're giving the topmost mercy. This Nam Sankirtan is so powerful that even we don't want, just like Mukunda Dutta was explaining at verse, Manda Sumanda Matiya, we're completely useless in Kali Yuga. No desire whatsoever for spiritual life. We're mad after sense gratification. Even to those people, they're giving them mercy. Even they don't want, they're getting them mercy. Just like I had one very wonderful godbrother named Vishnu Dhan Swami. And he had a big bus. And he used to travel all over America in this bus. He said it's like a fish swimming around the ocean of this material world. And then he'd come to some city, and from the belly of the fish, a whole festival would expand. Because you know, the bus, the luggage rack is underneath the, is in the belly. So all of a sudden the stage would fold out, the sound system would fold out, the instruments would fold out. From the belly of the fish, a festival that manifested. In some big city, they would chant and distribute prasadam. So I was there one day in one city where they were there. And it was one businessman, he was coming by every day. And one day he stopped me. He said, "Every day you guys are here, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I hear it, and every night I go home, I try to go to sleep, and all I hear is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." I was envious. I wish when I went to sleep at night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. See, even they don't want spiritual life, they're getting spiritual life. Jagat te priyako, they're the well-wishers of everyone in this universe. Bande jagat te priyakaro, karuna avataro. Karuna means compassion. Avataro, he didn't say avatara, avataro. Both of them are avatars of compassion. They've come to save the fallen, lost souls of Kali Yuga. So in Birbhum district, there's a village called Ekachakra. And in Ekachakra last week, ISKCON opened a very, very wonderful temple there in Ekachakra. After a long time. In that Ekachakra village, very beautiful natural place, there lived a very learned Brahmin named Harai Pandit. Very learned and gentle. Because Brahmin is known by his behavior. As Mukunda Dutta Prabhu was explaining, who now is taken by birth, but actually one knows a Brahmin by his behavior. His behavior was very gentle. Krishna says, Chaturvarnam Mayasra, guna, my behavior, quality. Guna karma, that is more important. And he had a very, very chaste wife named Padmavati, who was very devoted to her husband. And on this 13th day of the bright half of the month of Magh, they gave birth to a wonderful child. Wonderful child. The whole village became joyful. Unexpectedly, everybody felt great happiness within their hearts on the birth of this boy. They named him Nityananda, as we heard. Eternal bliss. The whole village was very blissful. And Rai Pandit, he gave in charity and satisfied everyone. Very wonderful festival on the birth of his son. And that son began to grow. Everyone in the village was captivated by his beauty. He entered into his young age, Kumar. He began to play with all his other friends. But his play was not ordinary play. Everywhere we go, we see everybody's playing cricket. It's like there's one kund, even I don't know the real name of that kund on Govardhan Prikaman. There's a big kund, there's never any water in it. But the young boy is always playing cricket there, so I call it cricket kund. But he wasn't playing cricket. He'd get all the boys together and they would imitate the past. They would do dramas of the pastimes of the Lord. And everybody was amazed seeing these boys doing these wonderful dramas. But nobody could recognize him by the influence of the Lord's own potency. Nobody could recognize him as a supreme Lord himself. He had all the boys play the parts of the demigods. Another boy played the part of Mother Bhumi and came before the demigods complaining about her burden. Then they went to the shore of the river, taking it as the shore of the ocean of milk. Another boy hid behind a bush, and with a loud voice he announced, "Very soon I will take my birth upon the earth. Do not fear." Then another day, the boys enacted the marriage of Devaki and Vasudev. Another day, the boys, out of bushes, they made a jail cell, and they did a drama of the birth, appearance of Lord Krishna before Vasudev and Devaki, like that. Then they had another boy took a smaller boy and across the river, and exchanged with the daughter of Yasoda. Everybody was amazed seeing all these pastimes. They said, "How does this young boy know all these things?" They'd always ask, "How do you know all these things?" He would just smile and say, "These are all my pastimes. Nobody could understand." Another day, they got a whole bunch of leaves and they made the Kaliya snake. And all the boys drank the water of the river and fell down. Another boy came and glanced on them, and they all came back to life. Then he jumped on those leaves and chastised that Kaliya and sent him away from the river. This way they imitated all the pastimes of the Lord. Somebody imitated Putana. Another boy climbed on top to drink the milk from her breast. They made a cart from bushes. They made a cart, and another boy kicked that cart apart. This way they were imitating all the pastimes of the Lord. Finally they did the pastime of Krishna and Balaram both walking through the streets of Mathura. Another boy came and gave them beautiful flower garlands. Then they fought with Charna, Mustika, Kuvali, Yapida. They manifested all these pastimes. Another time, they began to imitate the pastimes of Lord Ram. And they performed the wedding of Ram and Sita. They showed Ram and Sita going to the forest. They imitated the pastime Ravana kidnapping Sita. Then they were wandering through the forest. And in the mood of Lakshman, he met some boys who were playing the parts of monkeys. "What are you monkeys? I'm the servant of Lord Ram. What are you monkeys doing here? We're wandering in the forest because we've been kicked out of our kingdom. Please take us to your Lord Ram so that we can take shelter of him to again give us back our kingdom. We're running here in the forest in fear of Bali." In this way they imitated all of these pastimes. Finally they came. They imitated the big battle. And Lord Nityananda, in the ecstasy of Lakshman, he challenged Ravana. And Ravana shot, I will show you, he shot his Shakti Shila weapon. And suddenly Lakshman fell down. Lord Nityananda, playing the part of Lakshman, he fell down on the ground. And everybody saw that Lord Nityananda had no life. He was hardly breathing. He was like no life. Everyone began to cry. Because Lord Nityananda was more dear to them than their own lives. They all began to cry. They became completely bewildered when they found that there was no sign of life in Lord Nityananda. Harai Pandit and Pamavati came running. The whole village came running. Everybody was wailing and wailing. Throwing themselves on the ground. They became so absorbed in the Leela that suddenly one boy said, "Wait a minute. Where's Hanuman? Who's the boy who's supposed to play Hanuman? Lord Nityananda told us when I fall unconscious, Hanuman has to go to the Gandamana mountain and get the herb." And then the boy said, "Oh yes." He rushed off to get that herb. Suddenly, a great sage appeared before him and said, "Where are you going so fast? You stay here in my ashram." "No, I have to go and bring this herb for Lord Ram." "Well, at least take your bath and take a little food before you go." So then he went into the river. Another boy appeared as a crocodile and caught Lord Nityananda by the foot. Hanuman by the foot. And there was a big battle. Then he got free from that crocodile. He smashed that crocodile. But when he turned to the ashram, that sage had become a great demon. He said, "Now you escaped from the crocodile, but I am going to eat you. Now what can you do?" And Lord Nityananda said, "You're just ravenous dog. I don't care for you." And they had a big fight. And gradually, Hanuman, he smashed that demon. And then he came to the Gandamana mountain from taking the mountain. He defeated all the Gandharvas. Then carrying that mountain on his head, he returned to the scene where Lord Nityananda in the ecstasy of Lakshman was lying on the ground. Then the child who was playing the part of the doctor took that herb from the mountain and meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra, he placed that herb in front of Lakshman's nose. Then immediately Lord Nityananda appeared again, regained his consciousness. Everybody in Ekachakra was joyful. In this way, sometimes they displayed the pastimes of Bali Maharaj. And one devotee one child played the part of Sukracharya. "No, no, don't give him any land." And the other boy put his foot on top of Bali Maharaj's head. In this way, they displayed so many, they did Matsya avatars, so many avatars. Everybody in the village was astounded. How does he know all these pastimes? He just smiled and said, "These are all my pastimes." One day, Lord Nityananda considered within his heart that he would like to leave home. But it was impossible, because Lord Nityananda was the life and soul of Harai Pandit. Harai Pandit would leave the house, he would walk for a few steps and he'd turn back and put Lord Nityananda on his shoulder. He was unable to be separated from Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda devised a plan. One day a very wonderful, beautiful sannyasi appeared. And Harai Pandit received that sannyasi in his house. Gave him a place to take bath and then fed him very nicely, put him to rest. Before that sannyasi left, he said, "You know, I'm traveling from many, many holy places, but I have no assistant to go with me. You just give me your eldest son to go with me and assist me. I will care for him better than my own life. And he will get the benefit of seeing all the holy places." Harai Pandit was struck like a thunderbolt. How could he give up Lord Nityananda? Then he remembered that on the other hand, if I deny, I'll be destroyed. If I deny the sadhu his desire, I'll be destroyed. He said even Dasarath, he was put in the same predicament. And he gave Ram and Lakshman to that sage. Now I'm in the same predicament. What should I do? What should I do? This sannyasi has begged for my very life. He went to Padmavati and presented his dilemma to Padmavati. Padmavati says, "My Lord, whatever you think is best, you do." So Harai Pandit, he turned Lord Nityananda over to that sannyasi. And that sannyasi walked off with Lord Nityananda. Harai Pandit fell to the floor, unconscious. For 3 months he didn't eat any grain even. He was only maintaining his life by remembering the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So for some time, Nitai, he wandered with that sannyasi to many holy places. Then he began to wander on his own. He visited, I can't even begin to name all the holy places they went, but some of the major places. He went to in month of Magh, now is the month of Magh. He went to Prayag and took his bath, because now Magh Mela is going on. Every year there's Magh Mela, then every 12 years Kumbh Mela. And this year there's four places where Kumbh Mela takes place. This year in Ujjain, Avantipur, there's Kumbh Mela. From April 22nd to May 21st, Kumbh Mela, if anybody wants to come. From Prayag, he came here to Mathura. And remembering how he and Krishna Balaram had killed, how he and Krishna, because he was in ecstasy of Balaram, had killed Kamsa and come to Visramgat to bathe and take rest. He stayed there on Visramgat for some time. Then he visited all the 12 forests. He went specifically mentions it. What he went to Govardhan and he visited all the 12 forests. Then he went to Ayodhya. When he got to Ayodhya and saw the... They went to Gokul. When he saw the house of Nanda Maharaj, Lord Nityananda wept and wept. Remembering his pastimes of birth there from Mother Rohini. Then when he went to Ayodhya, he was overwhelmed with ecstasy of Lakshman in Ayodhya. Then he visited so many places in the south. He went all the way down to Kanyakumari and got a darshan of Durga and saw the southern ocean. He visited Sri Shaila where Shiva and Parvati remain. He met Shiva and Parvati there. They were overwhelmed. They were able to recognize their own Lord. Balaram has come. They received him very nicely and fed him. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, only Lord Krishna knows the confidential talks that they had. Then he moved to so many various places. Every part is just... so many tirthas described. I can't remember them all. He even went up to Badrik Ashram. From Badrik Ashram he went high in the Himalayas a bit. Ved Vyas also recognized Lord Nityananda. And they had wonderful discussions. Then wandering here and there and here and there, Lord Nityananda came one day to one place. And he saw one devotee who was manifesting ecstatic love for Godhead. He met Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri saw Lord Nityananda, he was overwhelmed in ecstasy. Both of them embraced and fell to the ground, rolling on the ground. Madhavendra Puri's associates were struck with wonder. Tears were shooting from their eyes, watering the earth. Earth was feeling herself very fortunate to get those tears. Their bodies is almost as if they merged together. And Lord Nityananda began to glorify Madhavendra Puri's ecstatic love for Krishna. And Madhavendra Puri said, nowhere have I seen, talking about Lord Nityananda, nowhere I've seen such ecstatic love for Krishna like you have. They began to travel together and they discussed their associates. Madhavendra Puri's associates were amazed. They were day and night. They didn't know when was day. They didn't know when was night. They didn't even take rest or eat, except their disciples insisted. They were simply absorbed in topics of Krishna. They traveled to various places, always absorbed day and night in Krishna Katha. Then, at some point, Madhavendra Puri went on his way and Lord Nityananda went on his way. And Lord Nityananda, he came back here to Vrindavan. And there's a place here in Vrindavan called Nityananda Vatra Sringar Bhat. In fact, tomorrow after Prasadam, because today's big festival day, Abhishek and so many things, so tomorrow they'll have a Nagar Sankirtan to distribute Lord Nityananda's mercy. After Prasadam, you just have to tell the Shavala Sringar Bhat or Nityananda Bhat. If you know where Radha Damodar is, you just go down and there's a big archway just a little ways down from Radha Damodar. You go way inside. Or usually the rickshaws go down the Prikamamarg and then you'll come to Nityananda Vat. And all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas of Vrindavan will join together. There'll be five or six kirtan parties all over the holy Nagar of Vrindavan. So he stayed there at that Sringar Bhat is also known. Sringar Bhat, more common name, Sringar Bhat. He visited Radhakund, he visited so many holy places. He was just waiting, when will Lord Chaitanya reveal himself? When will Lord Chaitanya reveal his opulence? He was waiting. Because he was in the mood of Dauji wandering through the Braj looking for his Kaniya, but he couldn't find Kaniya anywhere. He couldn't find Kaniya. Finally, someone told him that Kaniya is not in Braj at this time. He's in Navadvip. So one day, when the time was ripe, Lord Nityananda traveled to Navadvip. And he stayed at the house of Nandanacharya. Mahaprabhu had already told his associates, tomorrow a great personality would come. In the morning, Lord Chaitanya told all his associates, last night I had a dream, very amazing dream. A great personality with lotus petal eyes, very tall and with strong arms, and beautiful white complexion, riding on a big horse with a mushal on his shoulder. Came riding before my house. And in a deep voice, as deep as thunder, he questioned over and over again, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? So I know that a great personality from this dream I can understand, a great personality has appeared in Navadvipa. And he sent Haridas and Srinivas, you go find him. For 9 hours they searched every street and gully in Navadvip. They couldn't find any news of any person who had appeared, had come, had arrived. Vrindavan Das Thakur wants to point out that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they're very confidential. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you cannot recognize Lord Chaitanya. Without Chaitanya's mercy, you cannot recognize Lord Nityananda. They returned after 9 hours of searching. They said, we can't find him anywhere. Any personality knows no news whatsoever. And Lord Chaitanya simply smiles. And the description is so wonderful, I can't repeat it, so I'll just read it. It's so amazing. Devotees headed by Srivas Pandit are fully conversant with the science of Lord Nityananda. But for some fun, they could not find him. After a while, Lord Chaitanya said with a smile, come with me, let us go and see him. All the devotees then joyfully went with the Lord while chanting, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. On the way, Lord Chaitanya called, Murari, Murari, have you not seen Avadhuta Nityananda? Saying this, he began to smile. He's now staying at Nandanacharya's house. Come with me, we're going there. I'm telling you the truth. While walking, the Lord repeatedly chanted, Hari, 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 Hari. His whole body shivered and his voice choked. 5 or 7 lines of tears flowed from his eyes. The lustrous golden Lord was unable to walk. Sometimes he leaped ahead 5 steps like a powerful lion, and sometimes looked behind like a mad elephant. Out of ecstasy, the Lord would make a loud noise again and again, which was as grave as the noise of a cloud. In this way, Sri Gaurasundar finally reached the house of Nandanacharya along with his associates. Everyone saw a jewel-like personality sitting in the house of Nandanacharya. His effulgence was equal to that of millions of suns. He was sitting in his own mood, deeply absorbed in ecstatic meditation. He was smiling all the time. Aware that Lord Nityananda was in deep trance of pure devotion, Lord Visvambara and associates offered obeisances. Everyone stood aside with awe and reverence. No one said a word. They simply stared at him. Then Mahaprabhu Visvambara came before Lord Nityananda, who had once understood his beloved and worshipful Lord was present. The form of Visvambara was as beautiful as that of Cupid. He wore an attractive dress and a flower garland. Sandalwood paste was smeared on his forehead. The luster of gold appeared most insignificant before the body of the Lord. Even the moon god hankers to see his enchanting face. The Lord's teeth resembled a set of pearls, and seeing his attractive hair, one becomes unconscious. Seeing his 2 broad pink eyes, one wonders, are there any more lotus flowers in the world? His 2 long hands stretched up to his knees. A fine thin Brahman thread beautified his broad chest. His forehead was wonderfully decorated with marks of tilak, and his body looked enchanting, even without any ornaments. His fingernails defeat the beauty of millions of jewels. His attractive smile is nectar. Lord Visvambar stood in front of Lord Nityananda, who had once recognized the Lord of his heart. Lord Nityananda was stunned out of joy. He stared at Lord Visvambar without blinking his eyes. He desired to lick Visvambar with his tongue and drink his beauty through his eyes. Nityananda desired to embrace Visvambar with his hands and smell him with his nose. Lord Nityananda simply became stunned. Everyone was so astonished that he did not speak or move. Lord Gauranga, the life and soul of everyone, beheld the situation and began to invent ways to reveal Lord Nityananda. With a gesture, the Lord instructed Srivas to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Understanding the Lord's intention, Srivas Pandit at once recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam glorifying Krishna's attractive form. Barha pitam nata varavapu karneyo karnakaram bribad basakanaka kapisam vajayantim jamalam randram venuradara sudaya purayan gopa vrindar vrindaranyas padaramanam pravisa gita kirti. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue karnika flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his lotus footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with nectar of his lips, and the cowherboys sang his glories from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 21, Sloka 5. Hearing this verse, Lord Nityananda fell to the ground unconsciousness. Out of great ecstasy, Lord Nityananda remained inert as Lord Gauranga told Srivas, continue, continue. After a short while, Lord Nityananda began to cry. Repeatedly hearing the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Nityananda became maddened. He roared like a lion and the sound shook the universe. He jumped in the air so forcefully that everyone thought all his bones would break to pieces. What to speak of others, even the Vaishnavas became afraid. They prayed, O Krishna, please save him. O Krishna, please save him. Lord Nityananda rolled on the ground and his whole body became wet with tears. Seeing the attractive form of Lord Visvambar, Lord Nityananda breathed heavily. Sometimes he would laugh loudly and sometimes he felt great happiness within his heart. Sometimes he danced, sometimes he clapped his hands and sometimes he jumped. A golden effulgence shone from the beautiful body of Lord Nityananda. Brilliantly shining ornaments decorated his charming bodily limbs. Yellow cloth adorned his waist and he wore a turban decorated with champaka flowers on his head. Tinkling ankle bells sounded as he walked. Tears filled his deer-like eyes. His enchanting smile appeared as if lightning had fallen down on the earth. His captivating smile disturbed the chastity of women. His grave voice resembled the sound of a cloud. His roaring sound subdued the mad elephant in the form of Kali. He walked like an intoxicated elephant. Tears of love constantly flowed from his smiling face. Overflooded with love of God, Lord Nityananda's body showed symptoms of ecstatic love such as shivering, standing of the hair on end, and perspiration. He held a golden stick in his hand as he defeated the pride of Kali. His lotus-like palms were simply wonderful. He was decorated with armlets, bangles, necklace, bracelets, and ankle bells. His two earrings were as bright as the sun. He rolled on the ground. Sometimes he stood up saying, please hold me, please hold me. Then he would ask everyone, where is that cowherboy Kanai? Sometimes he uttered strange words and sometimes he cried or laughed. Sometimes he asked for honey and sometimes he praised his consort Revati. Sometimes he hopped, sometimes he said one thing, the next moment something else. No one understood what he said. The fragrance of his bodily limbs caused all young girls and the married women to leave their houses without hesitation. Lord Nityananda fell on the ground to offer obeisance to Lord Visvambar and humbly offer prayers with sweet words. Lord Nityananda fell at the lotus feet of his Lord. Both of them tried to catch hold of each other's feet. Both the lords embraced one another and cried. Lord Nandan looked at Visvambara's face and smilingly said, "Where were you? I have searched the entire world, but I could not get any news of you. Finally, I heard that the son of Nanda Maharaj is living in Navadvip and Godadesh, hiding his real identity. I have come here to catch that thief. Today I have caught you. How will you escape?" Gaurasundar cried along with all the Vaishnavas. The happiness of Nityananda increased without limit. Although everyone tried to pacify him, they were unable. When all the devotees failed to calm him, Visvambara personally embraced him. As soon as Visvambara embraced him, Lord Nityananda surrendered his life to Lord Visvambara and became still. Lord Nityananda offered his life to him to whom it belongs, and thus remained inert on the lap of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda floated in the water of Lord Chaitanya's love, just as Lakshman lay in the lap of Lord Ramachandra, being hit by the Shakti weapon of Ravan. Lord Nityananda swooned, pierced by the arrows of love and devotion. Gaurachandra cried with Nityananda on his lap. Both lords felt an indescribable happiness. Their love and affection for each other is like that of Sri Ram and Lakshman. There is no other example of affection seen between Gaurachandra and Nityananda except this. After a while, Lord Nityananda revived. All the devotees began to chant, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari." Seeing Lord Nityananda in the lap of Visvambara, Gadadhar smiled and thought, "This is contradictory. Lord Ananta always carries Visvambara on his lap. Today his pride has been smashed in the lap of the Lord." Gadadhar knows the influence of Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda knows the heart of Gadadhar. Seeing Lord Nityananda, the hearts of all the devotees filled with ecstasy. Nityananda and Gaurachandra simply stared at one another without uttering a word. Tears incessantly flowed down from their eyes. Seeing each other stunned, both of them. The tears from their eyes flooded the earth. Lord Visvambara said, "Today is a very auspicious day for me. I have seen with my own eyes pure devotional symptoms that are the essence of the four Vedas. This shivering, flowing of tears, and loud shouting are not possible for anyone except one who is empowered by the Lord. If one personally sees this pure devotional service, Krishna will never reject him. I am firmly convinced that you are full manifestation of the Lord's energy. By worshipping you, a living entity achieves devotion to Krishna. You can purify the 14 worlds. Your qualities are inconceivable, unfathomable, and confidential. There is no one existing who can defy you. You are the form of love of Krishna, the treasury of devotional service. If anyone meets you, even for a moment, he will be delivered, even if he committed millions of sins. I think Krishna has a desire to deliver me. That is why he brought you to me. By huge fortune, I have seen your lotus feet. By worshipping you, I will most certainly get the treasure of love of Krishna." Fully absorbed, the most enchanting Lord Gauranga relentlessly offered prayers to Lord Nityananda. There were so many talks between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, but most of them were done with gestures. Lord Chaitanya said, "I'm afraid to talk to you. I'm afraid to ask you, where are you from?" The mentality of Nityananda was very childish. He was overwhelmed with intense ecstasy. He spoke like a restless boy. Lord Nityananda knew the cause for the appearance of his Lord. He thus folded his hands and spoke very humbly. Hearing the words of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda felt shy. Therefore, he began to reveal his real identity. Lord Nityananda said, "I have traveled to many holy places. I have also seen all the holy places where Lord Krishna did his pastimes. I saw only the holy places, but could not find Krishna there. I asked some exalted personality, 'Why do I see only thorns? The places of pastimes are all empty and covered. Can you tell me where Krishna went?' He told me that Krishna has gone to Bengal. Recently he was at Gaya, but now he has returned to Navadvip. I've heard that joyous Sankirtan of the holy name is being done in Nadia. Some people say that Lord Narayan has appeared. I also heard that Nadia is famous for the deliverance of the fallen souls. So being the most sinful as I am, I have come here. Lord Chaitanya said, we are all immensely fortunate to see a pure devotee like yourself. Today we are most satisfying having seen the flow of your tears of ecstasy. Then Murari smilingly said, O Lord, we are confused hearing words such as your and our spoken by you. Srivas Pandit said, how can we understand their dealings? Just that it is hard to understand how Krishna and Shiva worship each other. Gadadhar Pandit said, O Srivas Pandit, what you say is right. Their qualities resemble that of Ram and Lakshman. Someone else said, both of them are just like two Cupids. Others said, both of them are just like Krishna and Balaram. Someone said, I don't know much about them, but I have a feeling that Ananta Shesh has taken shelter of the lap of Krishna. Krishna, they're just like the two friends, Krishna and Arjuna, as they exchange such affection. Another person said, it appears that they are closely related to each other. Whatever they speak is through gestures only. In this way, all the devotees happily describe the glories of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who hears about the meaning of Nitai Chand and Gora Chand will no doubt be released from material bondage. This is Hari Bol. So this is the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, but here we read this is the real appearance of Lord Nityananda when Lord Chaitanya reveals him to the world. So nobody can imagine the mercy of Lord Nityananda. As we heard, it's adbhut, wonderful. And Lord Nityananda wasn't satisfied with spreading love of Godhead in East Bengal. He empowered our Srila Prabhupada to take this love of God throughout the world. And thus today we're here sitting, devotees from different parts of the world, from different parts of the holy land of Bharat, all sitting here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, glorifying this wonderful day of Nityananda Trayadasi. Jai Nita! Jai Nita! Jai Nita! So we'll conclude here. And then I guess 10:15 there'll be wonderful Abhishek. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Does everybody come back for the wonderful Abhishek? And then there's Bhog offering and Raj Bhog Artik, wonderful Kirtan, and then feast is what, 2:00? Sri Nityananda Rama Ki! Hare Krishna.